your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will rejoin the conversation we left off in the last hour. But first, going to go to the calls here. John is on the line in Connecticut. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John, Connecticut, going once. John in Connecticut, going twice. Yeah, maybe we'll put John back on hold and see if his maybe he was on a cell phone or something. We'll try him back. All right, so 800-259-9231, you bring up anything. That's the point of the program. Last hour, we were getting into these allegations that you have made about me, Mark, and other people. Because you make them on the show, other people believe them, and they repeat those same allegations. And the allegations, as I understand them, are that, Ian, you're too insulated, you only hang out with people that have similar belief systems as you, and that's unhealthy, that's bad. My counter to that is that it's nonsense. I interact with people all day long on the telephone. That's my job. I interact with regular people that don't have the same belief systems as I do, program directors, receptionists, general managers at radio stations. I've actually had sit-down lunches and chats, very cordial chats with my adversaries in the governmental system.
But that's liberty-oriented.
It's still talking about the issue, and you're still defending, talking about the issue of liberty, and you're defending the position of liberty.
Much of those conversations are not talking about the issue of liberty. It's more just friendly conversations. Sometimes it goes to that. But my point there is that I can even have friendly conversations with people who are directly opposite of my viewpoint. Also, and as I pointed out, Julia has her friends that she hangs out with where liberty is not an issue that is discussed, and I'm fine in those conversations. I'm on the board of the directors for Cheshire TV, so that gives me the chance to get out with regular people and, you know, brush shoulders with them and talk to them too. And I'd like to point out that I've spent years of my life doing sales, both floor sales at Kmart, as well as running cash registers. I've had all kinds of interactions with the public, and to even believe that I don't have social skills or whatever is pretty ludicrous, because you don't get to be successful without having the ability to deal with people on a social basis and being able to communicate with people. So the whole idea that I'm some sort of hermit that can't interact with regular people is absolutely absurd. And I would like for you, Mark, to suggest, as you suggested, you said that you wanted me to get out with what?
Well, I can state my position just fine.
Well, I know you want to state your position. I'm recapping for people who are just tuning in. Mark said last hour, well, I still think, even though all that may be the case, I still think that you need to get out and talk to real people. So go ahead, Mark. Lay it on me. How do I do that?
First off, I'd like to say that things are different. I have not brought up those points about you being a hermit. I haven't brought those up in 6 months.
That's good. But you did suggest I was unhealthy tonight, which is why we went into
you
this conversation.
You asked me.
That's right. I knew it would be a good conversation, so here we are.
You asked me, and I said, you know, what I would like to see happen. And I would like to say I've seen a lot of progress in this area, and I'm glad to see this kind of progress. You do get the chance to interact with sort of more normal folks that come over here and visit with Julia. I don't think that, talking to program directors and general managers and receptionists on the phone counts as anything other than learning how to better ply your trade. What I want for you, and it's just something I want for you, and that's all. I want you to
Because you believe I'm unhealthy. I feel great.
I think that you would be more healthy if you, you know, sort of expand in this one area.
And I'd like to point out that Julia shouldn't really even count, because if she wasn't with me, then I wouldn't be around those people. So it would be, then I would only probably be hanging out with people with a similar mindset.
Well, Julia counts, and it doesn't matter why you're hanging out with the people you're
I'm just pointing out I'm not making those efforts. She's hanging out with her friends, and I happen to be around.
I understand that to be so, and but you have to deal with those people, and that's what I want for you.
But you're saying I should make some sort of effort to go and do something. So what do you want to suggest?
I don't know what to suggest. I would, but I would like to counter some of the things that you've said. I don't think that Cheshire TV counts as much of anything, because although
I don't think your volunteering firefighting doesn't count then either.
Because the only reason that you're essentially on Cheshire TV, which is one of the ways that you use, and you use it as an example to purport liberty. So you can still go in there and take the standpoint of I am the libertarian talk show host, and
that's not what I do in the board meetings.
you may be talking about some of the business, but I don't think that you're interacting sort of as an anonymous normal individual with another anonymous normal individual.
You need to give me some ideas here, Mark.
Get a gym membership at the YMCA.
I don't like going to gyms.
You asked for an idea.
Well, you know, doesn't it have to have something to do with something I'm interested in doing? You know what I'm interested in doing, Mark? I'm interested in doing my radio show.
I know.
I'm interested in socializing with people that I get along with.
I know.
And I'm interested in Julia. So when I've got free time, I spend it with her. So now you're saying I shouldn't be spending my free time with Julia. I should be going over and meeting regular people at the grocery store or something like that. What?
I'd like to see that for you. I didn't say what you should be doing.
Why would you like to see that for me, Mark? Is because you're suggesting that I can't get along with people? Is that your suggestion?
No, that is not.
What's the reason for this?
I think that you have areas to grow, some muscles to build.
What does that mean? What areas to grow in that I can't get along with people? What is it that I don't have muscles in? I can't relate to regular people.
The enjoyment of talking to people.
You don't think I enjoy talking to people?
Different things that they might talk about. Addressing subjects.
I feel sometimes like you don't like enjoy talking to people that aren't of a liberty mindset.
I have no problem talking to those people. I've sat with you at the bar, and we've talked with people about all kinds of different things, so I'm not sure I quite understand that. Is there something wrong with me wanting to associate with people that I have a similar belief system as me? What's wrong with that? Isn't that what most people do? They sort of select their friends based on certain compatibility factors? Isn't that normal?
Yes. However,
yes, and unhealthy.
Should it be the only compatibility factor? I think is what Mark's getting at.
Would you consider the LDS people to be healthy, emotionally, modern people?
In their own way, I'm sure they feel great.
Then you and I can't even, like, this is the point, is that you don't even understand where I'm coming from. The LDS people insulate themselves.
They're insulated, sure.
Right. They don't talk to anybody about anything else than, you know, the LDS lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's sort of this liberty lifestyle you've got going on. And I want for you.
Liberty is my hobby. Okay. So that's one of my hobbies.
And it's your job.
And it's my job. My other hobbies and my priority in life is hanging out with Julia and spending time with her.
Whom you met through the show and has the same political philosophies as you.
So?
So I'm just pointing out that you have this libertarian lifestyle.
What's wrong with that? I just don't understand what the problem there is.
Nothing
it's
is wrong.
It's not like I'm living on a compound like the FLDS. I can interact regularly with people.
You don't need machine gun turrets and walls, dude. You built them in your mind.
There's nothing in my mind. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't
I interact
get a chance
with regular
to interact
people fine.
I
do it all day long. I spent years of my life doing floor sales at Kmart. I've done sales. I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm not suggesting that when confronted with a normal person that you drag your knuckles on the ground and go blah, 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 blah. I'm not suggesting that, Ian.
So I'm completely adjusted. I can have conversations with normal people. You're admitting that now.
Well,
so you're just saying I need to go and make more efforts to have conversations with people, go out of my way to somehow to join a gym so I can go and which, by the way, would seem to me is mostly a solitary activity. I mean, you're saying, I guess, there could be some level of socialization. Doesn't seem the best option. How about something like, I don't know, what are some of those clubs that those old guys hang out at? The Shriners
the
or something like that.
The
Lions Club. Would that be an option there, Mark? Go to the Lions Club and go join those? How about the Young Professionals Group? Oh, wait, that's business. We can't go to business
now.
I
think a Young Professionals Group would be good. And because you wouldn't be trying to ply your trade with most of them.
I don't want to go anywhere that she doesn't want to go.
Great. Take a walk three times a week down Main Street. There's all kinds of people down there at 5 p.m. Go walk up and down Main Street.
And just strike up conversations with people?
Believe me, you'll have things to talk about with people. You'll come across people and have things to talk about.
Yeah.
I know. It's not terribly efficient. It's not an efficient use of
your time.
That's a little
weird. People are busy. They're doing things. I don't think I want to just stop somebody on the street. Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you doing? What's your name? What are you doing here?
How about this?
Is that what you're suggesting I do? People have things they're doing. They're on Main Street for a reason.
How many of your neighbors have you talked to, Ian?
I actually went over and met a few of them yesterday.
And why'd you go over there?
Well, because Tom from A Candid World was interested in interviewing them.
I've talked to all... You were at my housewarming party, is that right?
That's right.
Did you see both of my neighbors on either side there?
I saw some people there.
Well, I can tell you, both neighbors from both sides were there at my...
All right, more on the way here, 800-259-9231. Haven't heard any good suggestions from you yet.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com or call our friendly operators. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loom for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit CurlAway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, they do include the updates. You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com, and You need to know about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. You've heard us talk about the Free State Project, bunch of liberty-loving activists all moving here to New Hampshire to get active for liberty and to socialize and talk about things that don't involve liberty. Believe it or not, liberty people actually can get together and talk about regular things, too. But you can come here and you can experience that. Or, of course, if you are at the Liberty Forum, there's a good chance conversations will skew towards liberty. I mean, it is the Liberty Forum, where hundreds of people will join together and have a good time networking. There will be speakers, and it'll be a blast, I guarantee you. You can join up and get signed up and learn more at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You don't have to be a free stater. This can be something where you're just coming up to check out New Hampshire and learn what some of these folks are like, meet them in person. It's a really wonderful experience. 2009 FTL. And there's regular socializing that goes on, too. Julia, you had a great time last year when we were doing some of the after-hours partying, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's all I really care about when it comes to those things. I don't want to stand around and talk about liberty. I've already moved here.
FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. The code you need for a 10% discount is 2009FTL, 2009FTL for a 10% discount. So we are talking about something that Mark sort of slipped in last hour that I wanted to expand into a greater conversation, suggesting that he thought that I was unhealthy, and I happen, of course, to disagree. I think I'm in fine health. I feel great. I'm satisfied with my life. But Mark, for whatever reason, you're attempting to, you know, influence me to do what it is that you think will help me be a better, well-rounded person by stopping and talking to random people on the street. Or something like that. And so, I don't even know where we left off because we continue the conversation during the break, which was probably a mistake.
I've got some things to say. So in the past, I've definitely made these accusations that you're a hermit and all that other stuff. And I feel that you've worked on those things. You had progress in that area. And to the point where I wouldn't have ever brought it up again. You brought it up tonight. You asked me if I thought you were unhealthy. I said, you know, that I think that there's some areas that I could see some growth in, that I'd like to see, you know, I'd like to see some more growth in for you. And, you know, if those old statements, I feel you've conquered what I've had to say. If you found them hurtful, I'm sorry that you were hurt. At the same time, if you found them that hurt motivating, I'm glad that you had some growth in that area.
No, you didn't motivate me. I was just doing what came naturally. It's just easier to have friends up here because I get along with. There are people that are here that have a natural inclination to be friendly. We're compatible on a certain basic level that makes it easy to build a friendship on top of. Whereas where I came from, I was focused more on my work and focused more on, you know, getting to New Hampshire. I had different goals at that time. Now my goals here are different. I'm here. I'm settled. I've got my business, and that's still important to me, and I have Julia, and she's really important to me, so whatever little time I have left, I like to socialize with people that I get along with, and you're saying, basically, the message I'm getting from you is that's not good enough, you should socialize with people that you don't know whatsoever.
Ian, I don't want to put it in the realm of good or bad. I'd like to see some growth for you in this area. That's what I keep saying over and over again, and you're interpreting it as though you're a bad, broken individual. And I'm not saying that.
I feel fine.
You're interpreting it as though I'm saying that. Yeah. And I'm not saying that.
You're just saying I'm not well-rounded enough.
Right.
For me, I feel great.
And I know you do. I know you do. I'd like to see you have more interaction with people in those areas and be sort of,
people in the areas that I don't associate in. People in areas that I am not interested in.
Right. I want you to talk to people about things that you're not interested in. And I want you to talk to people that you're not interested in talking to.
Why? Why should I waste my precious time with doing things like that? I have things that are priorities to me that I would much rather spend my time doing. And you're saying, forget about your priorities in life. You should go and talk to people that you have no common interest with.
Okay.
That doesn't make a goddamn bit of sense.
Go talk to your neighbors then. You have the common interest of
having... I've talked to them, but they're my neighbors, and just because they live in close proximity to me doesn't mean we'll be great buddy friends. In fact, I think it might be best if I don't talk to the neighbors, because then they might not like me because of my viewpoints, which might end up coming out in those conversations.
It's that fear...
I don't want to piss my neighbors off.
It's that fear right there that bothers me, that you have this fear that your neighbors are not going to like you.
I've got a neighbor down the street who's who's snitched me out to the government, allegedly.
People do this all the time. If you were more out there and talking to your neighbors, perhaps that person would have spoken to you. Maybe you would have been
well,
would
anyway,
have been one
these
of the
neighbors
people.
Are very nice. The neighbors that I met, right. Very nice folks. I could absolutely have a conversation with these people, but I feel like that's imposing. They've got their lives. They just happen to live near me. They already have their friends. Why? It seems like, oh, hey,
you're
let's
assuming,
have some coffee.
You're assuming that their life has, you know, doesn't have
but
room
doesn't the
in
door
it for
swing
you?
Both ways, Mark? Shouldn't they also be coming over here and introducing themselves and asking me out for coffee? Doesn't the door swing both ways? I think it does. And since they aren't doing that, it's clear that they aren't interested in expanding their social circles. And neither am I. I've got plenty of friends. I've got plenty of associates. I don't need more of it. I really don't. I don't need more people vying for my my attention and my time. I can fill as much of my time with social stuff as I want to with the amount of people that I know today. It was like somebody was telling me recently, there's a guy that organizes a Live Free or Die Fest here in the Monadnock region. He lives in Jaffrey, which is a different town. It's a little ways. It's like a half an hour drive. And there was a bit of a controversy over some of the organizational things that was just going on the Internet. And one of the guys online suggested, well, you should get to know this guy because he's a good guy and blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, I have no doubt he's a good guy, but he lives in Jaffrey and I live here in Keene. I've got plenty of people here in Keene that I need to spend time getting to know before I go out and get to know people elsewhere. So I've already got people that I am currently getting to know, Mark, on various different levels. And you're suggesting I need to go and expand that even more. I've already got enough. I barely have enough time to do anything besides hang out with Julia. And I think that's fine. I'm quite satisfied with the life that I have today. Just because it's not satisfying to you or because you think there's a deficiency, that's your problem and something you have to deal with. I feel healthy. I feel fine. My interactions with people are incredibly normal and they're productive. So I don't feel like there's any need in my life to go and meet all the neighbors and go hang out with them because they don't feel the same way about me. Obviously, they're not coming asking me to hang out with them. So why should I bother?
You know, man, it's clear I can't communicate with you on the subject.
I think you've communicated. I think I've understood what it is you're saying. Do you feel like I haven't processed correctly what it is that you're suggesting? Where's the breakdown?
It's clear you have no value for this, for the ability to get into other people's worlds, to enjoy.
I'm in other people's worlds, man.
Who's?
All kinds of different people. Okay? I don't need more. I don't need to force my way into other people's worlds. I don't need to impose myself.
By knocking on a door and talking to a neighbor, you are not forcing anything, my friend. And
except if they might have been in the kitchen doing something with their time. I'm sure they weren't just sitting there waiting for Ian to show up at the front door.
Who knows what they were waiting for? Life brings you
either.
All kinds of pleasant surprises,
it
my
sure
friend.
It sure does. And I've got plenty of surprises and plenty of things to occupy my time with. Thanks for the suggestions.
You know, it's sad that I know your neighbor behind you's name and you don't.
Robert, 800-259-9231. So there, Mark. See, what do you know about me? Jack Squat. 800-259-9231. That's the single CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away, and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. By the way, I am told there are some phone issues at the network tonight, which if you're trying to call in and having trouble, that may explain why. So 1-800-259-9231, though I haven't heard anyone say they've been having trouble calling in, so I don't know. I know they've been some calls have been dropped off the line while they've been on hold, and so apologies to anyone who's called and had issues like that. If you do know the AMP call-in lines, you are welcome to utilize that. Also, we've got schools. I don't know if we'll get to the schools thing, because I know, Julia, you had a drug-related story. I don't know if you still have that. Can you pull that up? Is that possible?
Yeah, I have it.
All right. So also, you need to know about the Institute for Humane Studies. They are offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. And they'll go out on the street and meet regular people, too. Participation's free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University from March 14th through the 19th. That's in Atlanta, by the way. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. By the way, this is open to undergraduates, graduate students, as well as recent graduates. So go to libertarianseminars.com and get yourself some extra info there. Julia, do you have that story about the drug thing?
Yeah, I do. This is a story that I found interesting. It's about drug dogs, a company that's been opened up in New Jersey that rents drug dogs out. Mm. And what I find interesting about it is I don't necessarily have a problem with a private company opening up and offering this service, because it's a service that some parents like, obviously. My problem
with it.
Some
control freaks.
Yeah. My problem with it is that it's a societal norm and a societal view that's based on really bad laws that have been going on for a really long time. And I think there's a lot of misinformation when it comes to drugs out there. So, Allie is a highly trained German Shepherd that spent 8 years on the narcotics patrol with the New Jersey Police Force, hunting down drug smugglers at airports and drug dealers on inner city streets. Post-retirement, he's working in the private sector, sniffing teenagers' bedrooms. Allie and his handler are now working for a new company in New Jersey called Sniff Dogs. The company, which also conducts business in Ohio, rents drug-sniffing dog canines to parents for $200 an hour.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Not
you must be really, really psycho about
that
drugs.
That dog's drinking and eating out of gold doggy bowls.
It was started by this year by Deborah Stone, who says her 5 trained dogs can detect heroin, cocaine, crystal meth, and ecstasy.
Hmm.
The dogs' noses are so sensitive that they can smell a marijuana seed from up to 15 feet away and marijuana residue on clothing from drugs smoked 2 nights ago. One of the selling points of this service, avoiding the kind of confrontation that comes with drug tests.
Wait, that's not confrontational, bringing a drug dog in?
Yeah. The kind of confrontation that one gets with drugs?
I guess the idea is you do it while your kid's
at
school.
Right, you do it while your kid's at school, and then you say, look, I found the drugs, you know, I don't know.
You get the information.
That's not confrontational either.
You get the information, then decide what you're going to do with it.
I see.
I guess.
Pat Winterstein of Washington, New Jersey, was curious about the unusual speciality and turned to the dogs to search her teenagers' bedrooms. Most kids will deny it. And then where do you turn? Said Winterstein, who has 3 children, the youngest of whom is 14. Not knowing is worrisome. It's nice to know you can have someone to turn to. Now, that to me is a really weird statement. Not knowing is worrisome. Are you going to stop worrying when you know that your kid's smoking pot? If you're worried enough to go get a drug dog, I doubt it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would seem like...
What do you do with that? Oh, okay, now I know. I'm not worried anymore.
Well, having information is better than not having information and dealing with an issue. I'm sort of on 2 sides of this. I feel that being a parent, of a 7-month-old who's unlikely to be doing drugs, I do think that the parents have certainly the right in their house to do what they want.
I agree.
Certainly not. Certainly. But at the same time, I hear what you're saying, is that a parent that could be doing this could be creating situations with their child that, you know, just aren't dealing with the problem in the best manner.
If my mom had the money and the resources for this, my mom would have been the kind of mom who would have done this. And let's talk for a minute about my relationship with my mother.
Please. Let's talk about that.
Yes, people would love to talk about that.
Now, I'm nice to my mother in that I answer her phone call once every 3 months. I tolerate her. I humor her by answering the questions she asks me.
I don't know who's worse. I mean, between you and I, as far as, like,
but
who
I
has
have
the most dysfunctional
absolutely
relationship?
Absolutely zero respect for the woman, and I don't even really like her. I only tolerate her because I pity her, and that's not really a good thing to say about your mother. But
I feel about the same way.
But the truth is, when I was growing up, this is one issue where we had a real problem because I...
Drugs?
Drugs. I became interested in drugs when I was 14, and I started doing drugs, and I felt like I was careful. I did a lot of research online and looked up information on drugs, and I've never had a bad experience with drugs, actually, and I've never overdosed on drugs, and I feel like
You personally had a bad experience.
Well, that wasn't me, though.
That's what he was saying. You have never had a bad experience. No,
I personally have never had a bad experience on drugs. And while I was growing up, my mom would get in my face and, like, ask me if I was doing drugs. And I, of course, would deny it because she'd be screaming and crying hysterically while asking me. And she would never listen to any information I would have about drugs. Like,
well, what can you know? You're 14.
I know way, 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 way more than my mom knows about drugs.
Yeah, but their attitude is they've been around longer, so what the hell do you know? You're just a teenager.
So by doing this, it created a real level of resentment on my part. And even though I don't do some of the things that I did when I was a teenager, and even though I am a lot, I mean, I've matured in so many ways. Obviously, I can admit that there were definitely things I did that were immature in my teens. I still carry that with me. I just don't have much respect for her as a person.
Do you think you'd have more respect for her if she sort of said, well, Julia, I don't agree with what you're doing. I think you know, obviously if you had a better sort of conversational manner, that'd be good in the beginning. If she had been open with you and you guys had been talking about these things, that would have been helpful. But even if she had just simply said, well, I don't agree with what you're doing, but I hope you're going to just stay safe.
Right. Well, that was not an option. Being safe was not an option. And to me,
it was zero. You know,
it was
her way or the highway, right?
It was abstain from drug use whatsoever. And to me, abstinence only is a really, really bad, whether you're talking about sex, whether you're talking about drugs. I think it's a really, really, really bad parenting method. I think it's a really bad thing to teach your children, because just say no doesn't work. If you want to do it anyway, you're going to do it anyway. And I'm very fortunate when it comes to both sex and drugs, that I did not mess up, because I did some stupid things.
Well, your mom certainly wasn't guiding you. So you're saying you're fortunate because you kind of were just going into the world and you're hearing things from your friends. And luckily you were looking, you had an internet to turn to. I mean, 20 years, if you'd been a teenager 20 years earlier, you wouldn't have had that option.
Right.
So it would have been all what you heard from your friends. And that's not hardly ever any good information. So by the fact that your mom was restricting the conversation and essentially shutting it down.
I wasn't allowed to talk about it, any of it. I wasn't allowed to talk about alcohol. I wasn't allowed to talk about drugs, and I wasn't allowed to talk about sex. And if I brought any of those things up, it meant that I was automatically doing it, and my mom was crazy. And
right.
She was,
your mom couldn't even say the word sex, right?
Yeah. My mom called it the S word.
S-E-X.
Yeah. She couldn't even say it. And so it didn't make me not have sex at all. It didn't make me not do drugs. In fact, it probably made me do them more because I resented what she had to say to me so much. But now, just as an adult, I feel like my mom's parenting methods were so pathetic. And I feel like as a human being, my mom's very childish and has this real inability to talk about things and is extremely close-minded. And those just aren't the qualities I like in a person. And I feel like our relationship has really suffered. And I may feel like this forever. I mean, I just don't like her.
Now, talk about a woman who has issues with communication. More on the way here. 800-259-9231. This has been a really good person. Hour. And if you guys have any comments, chime in. If you've got a similar story, similar bad relationship with parents, or maybe a glowing relationship, 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. first 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-495-8033.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8033. 1-800-495-8033. That's 1-800-495-8033.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, BLUR5 and BLANK kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Buy whatever it is you need in life. Over 41 categories in which to shop. There's a lot of stuff there, and it's the brands you trust as well. Plus, a lot of third-party sellers. I mean, you can find all kinds of stuff on Amazon. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. And remember, if you need to save a few bucks, you know, times are tight and all that, well, Amazon has used items. So plenty of ways to save and get the stuff that you need for life. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Plus, need to tell you about Keen Freedom Fest. It's happening this weekend on Sunday. FreeKeen.com and Free Minds TV bring it to you. And you're going to be able to meet all kinds of liberty-oriented people, different organizations from here in New Hampshire. So if you're in the New Hampshire area, the western area of New Hampshire, stop on by. If you're up in New England, it might be worth the trip. There's going to be a lot of folks out there having a good time. In fact, it's going to be the biggest Freedom Fest so far, as Mike, who is organizing it, one of the new movers here, part of the Free State Project, has really gone above and beyond the call of duty. I mean, I kind of handed it off to him because I just didn't feel like, I mean, I could have made the phone calls to get some people to show up. I was like, oh, let's pass it on. Maybe somebody else wants to take the ball. Man, did he take the ball and run with it. He created KeenFreedomFest.com, which is a great little website promoting the event. He's really rounded up a whole bunch of great organizations to be out there. And there's even going to be live music this time around, which is pretty cool. It's
very cool thing.
Yeah, it's really turning into an event. And it is, you know, it's not just outreach. It's also socializing. It's also gambling. People are going to be playing some cards. I think there's going to be a dice game going on. So there's going to be a little civil disobedience component to it as well. So come on out between 11 and 2 o'clock. Get the details at KeenFreedomFest.com. Julia, you're telling us a story here about drug dogs. Apparently now parents that have money to burn can hire a drug dog to come into their home at a rate of $200 an hour, and they can actually, well, I guess find out if their kids are stashing drugs somewhere in their room. I mean, it used to be that mom would have to go through the drawers in the dresser and all that, but now she can just bring the drug dog in and have
right.
the dog do most of the work for
and
her.
There's a few quotes in here that I find really disturbing. One of the mothers who had it said, she'll keep doing the tests periodically. She didn't
oh, wow.
find tests. She didn't find any drugs, but she's going to keep doing the test just to ensure that her children stay free of drugs. I got a little message for you. Once your kids figure out that you're putting drug dogs in the room, they're going to keep their drugs at their friends' houses.
Well,
and
assuming they have them, and this is really the thing. If your kids want to do drugs, there's
they're
really
going to
not
do it.
Much you're going to be able to do about it. Hopefully, you can create a relationship with your child that's going to have them access you as a resource if they
right.
decide to do such a thing, and they're going to have such a good relationship with you that they'll be less likely to want to do such a
I
thing.
I agree with you. A
because
drug dog.
I'd like to give the counter example to Julia here. My mom sort of felt like she, you know, raised me in the manner that she was going to raise me, and then mm-hmm. at 12, I had a job. You know, I was working, 20 hours a week at 14 or something like that.
I did too, and that's one of the things I found particularly insulting about the whole thing was how responsible I was.
Well, she cracked down on you. My mom essentially let go. She had, she had her own things she was dealing with. She had, she worked 60 hours a week as an engineer. She was busy. She decided, I've raised a young man here, and I'm going to, leave him to his own devices. Well, when I switched from a private Christian school to a public school, I things blew up for me. And, her letting me go, there was no rein on it. I got into all kinds of trouble before she even knew about I was in trouble. I was so deep in trouble, there was nothing she could ever do about it. So I think that maybe if she had had a drug dog, that might have given her some clue. I'm not saying that it's a good idea. I'm just saying that you should develop a relationship with your child where they consider you to be a resource, because that's the one thread between the two stories here that is missing.
There's no relationship.
There's not the relationship in that manner. There's a parent-child relationship where they're the parent, you're the child, and you keep crap from them.
Yeah, I don't think that's how
that's not it's not going to work.
I'm of the opinion, and obviously this is just my opinion. I do not have children, but I really strongly believe this, and I feel like I would have benefited from it a lot, is that you should have the kind of relationship, obviously not the sexual aspect of it and the romantic aspect of it, but you should have the sort of relationship that you would have with your lover, with your children, as far as openness and being able to talk to them.
Some people don't even have that with their lovers.
Right. Well,
and do you think that might come from having a relationship with a family that was also very restrictive and authoritarian
right.
in that manner? I mean, if you don't, if you're not, when you're raising your kids, if you aren't communicating with them effectively, how can you expect them to learn how to effectively communicate with the people that they end up interacting with in their lives?
Obviously, human beings are so much more complex than any other animals. But when you're talking about animals raising their cubs or whatever, the purpose of raising children is obviously procreation, so the species doesn't die out. But you want to just make it so that you want to teach them everything they need to know to be able to survive on their own. And I
yes.
feel like, obviously, human beings have a much larger brain, and it's much more complex. So obviously, emotions, things like that come into play that don't come into play with animals. However, I feel like what you should be doing for your child and what's really going to benefit them is not hovering over them and babying them, but giving them the information and skills that they need to know to be able to survive on their own.
Yep.
Yeah, the irony of all this, of course, is that Julia doesn't want to have kids.
So, that's the only reason I want to have kids, is to prove that I could raise a kid without being a psycho. That's the only pro for me.
Well,
all the other
drugs
are
real life, and it's something that you have to deal with as far as having children. And to assume that you can say,
"Don't do
drugs
it.
Are bad," and that you shouldn't do them, and that's it. That's not that. It's just not dealing
and
with the issue.
Also, to paint all drugs under one giant umbrella of just this big bad drugs is wrong. Like, I'm sorry, but drugs are not all the same. They're all completely different. And if you, as a parent, have alcohol in your fridge and you tell your kid not to do drugs, you're a hypocrite.
And they can see that too. I mean, kids can see that.
Yeah.
Look, but see, but and this is something that doesn't that still doesn't jive for me. My parents never drank. My parents didn't do any drugs. So
mine didn't either.
The fact
mine didn't either.
Mine didn't have any idea that these things could happen. And so I think that the drug dog thing is a tool that perhaps they could use. I think you've got to be very careful with something like this.
But if you're bringing a drug dog into your home, you have no relationship with your children.
Right.
I mean, you're trying to compensate for your bad parenting by bringing in an authoritarian sort of force.
What are you going to do if you've got a 16 or 15 or 16 or 17-year-old kid that you don't currently have? You're hearing our voices. You get an epiphany. The archangel Gabriel comes down and says, oh, my God, I've got to deal with this issue. Now, so, I mean, I think that's a tool for parents that they need to have information. Look, if your kid doesn't have any drugs in their room, never had any drugs in their room, acting like they do and, hey, I'm hipping down. Let's talk about drugs. That's not going to do any good either. That's going to alienate
you. You're
the
saying
kid
what
too.
Does a parent do if they've been lousy all up until this time and they want to turn
problems.
It around? That's got to be tricky. I don't know how to answer that question, but you've got to start somewhere. And I don't think you start by bringing in a drug dog. I think you start by sitting down and saying, you know, son, I've made some mistakes. As a parent, I mean, they don't give you a book with all the answers.
My dad was certain that I was in a satanic cult, okay? So he would talk to me all the time about satanic cults, as though he knew something about satanic cults, and I should go to him as a reference on satanic cults, and he was going to help me and all this other stuff. Look, no, you need to have information to talk to your kid about drugs who's not doing drugs and this isn't an issue or something like that. I think you can drive them away. My dad damn sure drove me away. Stop talking to me about satanic cults, man.
But I feel like if you have a good relationship with your children and you've had a good relationship with children because you've spent 15 years building this relationship, you could ask them, do you have drugs? And they're going to know that you're not going to freak out on them.
No doubt.
Because I lied to my mom because she was scary.
Right.
And psycho.
I'm just saying, I think there's a tool. It can be used in, you know, it has some dangerous aspects. It's like a handgun. There's the bad things you can do with this drug dog situation, but I think that there's some good.
I don't think there's anything good that can come out of bringing a drug dog in.
It's going to
show
your
kids that you don't trust them.
I think bringing a drug dog in.
How are you going to show them that if they don't know?
The same tactic as snooping around, digging through your kids' drawers and stuff like that.
That's what it is.
And oh man, did that piss me off.
It shows that they don't have any respect for your possessions. I understand it's my house, so I have the right to search your room. Okay, fine. But it shows that you don't have any respect for what your kids have and their privacy.
I understand that there are some legal concerns when it comes to having illegal drugs in your house. If it's your house, you could potentially get in trouble, and I understand all that. But I feel like for most parents, that's not the issue. It's drugs are bad.
I don't think too many parents have had their houses stolen from them because their kid got caught with a joint. I don't think that happens very
often.
All right, we're done. Vinny in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote Libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for President. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Drinking a